February 3rd, 2023. Avcast 404, episode 404. Let's go. Of course, I have a few things to share with you guys. An evening of reflection. Shall we? Police bust meth peddling pastor who bragged about his drug dealing prowess. Double life. A meth marketing man of the cloth is the only thing Breaking Bad didn't have. How did we miss that? If truth is stranger than fiction, reality has become the new TV. A Seattle area pastor who admitted to leading a double life and bragged about his abilities to sell drugs, I'm a T-R-A-P-S-T-R, was caught with the cache of illicit substances and is being held in a local jail, according to local police. It's no secret that Seattle is facing a growing opioid problem, not even just a growing opioid problem, a growing overdose problem, and the church is supposed to be somewhere you can go for some sort of guidance, maybe a little outreach. No, not this guy. He's taken a different approach to serving his community. Steve Parker bragged about being a good drug dealer. That's an oxymoron. Saying he was good at business, a charging document for the pastor reads, according to Fox 13. Of course, let him tell it. He's doing good business. All he's doing is pumping opioids into an area that's already rampant with opioid addiction. You're not doing anything new, buddy. Parker, 57, was arrested on January 19th after he was pulled over at Mount Vernon. Detectives with the Skagit County Interlocal Drug Enforcement Unit, that's a lot, there has to be an acronym for that, had previously received a tip that Parker was dealing drugs in Skagit, Snohomish, and Whatcom counties, including meth, fentanyl powder, fentanyl pills, cocaine, and heroin. As of late for that Seattle area, whenever there's an overdose death, the working assumption, the good guess, is that it's fentanyl. How can this man sit in front of a church? How can he sit in front of people on Sunday and give a sermon knowing that some product that he put out somewhere probably killed somebody over the weekend? The alleged drug dealer was self-admittedly leading a double life, according to court documents. Looking in the mirror, who am I? Parker is an officer of Ness Ministries and director of Omni Mana Services, a group that helps those who have troubled past addictions or just down in their luck with housing, employment, and counseling, according to his website, Fox 13 reported. Wow. Which was a perfect front for what he was doing, which was the exact opposite, almost like an alter ego, where he's balancing out, he's helping a few people to make up for the people's lives that he's actually destroying. He is married and lives with his wife. Somehow I don't get the vibe that his wife was in on it. Mother-in-law and 14 registered sex offenders on a piece of property in Arlington. One man living at the home told Fox 13 if it had not been for Parker, he would be living on the streets or at housing for registered sex offenders. It makes me wonder, was this man acting as a man of the cloth when he helped these people, or was he helping these people to create a front for his drug dealing activities? Because remember, one man can't serve two masters, but apparently a pastor can serve enough dope to kill a community. Just over a year ago, he was photographed officiating a wedding, according to the Christian Post, and was described as an amazing man of God. However, about 20 miles away from the Arlington home, he has a house in Tulalip where he lives with his girlfriend. Because why not at this point, right? And allegedly conducts his drug business, Fox 13 reported. Tulalip is located about 40 miles from Seattle. Because if you're going to sell drugs on the side, you might as well have a little bit of side everything, right? I get it, because your wife won't understand, but your girlfriend, you can talk to her about the pressures of drug dealing for hours and hours. Investigators say Parker was expanding his business at the time of his arrest last month and admitted to officials that he was picking up supplies 3 to 4 times a week for the drug operation. Bodies are dropping, business is booming. When he was pulled over on January 19th, officials found 2.7 pounds of meth, more than 2,000 counterfeit pills, fentanyl powder, cocaine, and a loaded handgun, according to Fox 13. Because if you try him out here in these streets, he'll pop you, then he'll pray over you. Let the big guy know he got one on the way. When police searched his home in Arlington, authorities saw multiple people fleeing the area and hiding, but confirmed none of the sex offenders were aware of Parker's drug business. According to KIRO7, police recovered a total of 30 firearms from his homes in Arlington and Tulalip, because there's no way you could tell me that at least one or two people wasn't in on what he was doing on the side. So between all those guns on the property and all those people on the property, this could have ended up bad. He is facing charges of possession for fentanyl, methamphetamine, and cocaine, as well as money laundering and counterfeit controlled substances. He is being held in Skagit County Jail on a $750,000 bond and is scheduled to appear in court on February 2nd, Fox 13 reported. Next up, school apologizes for serving chicken and waffles plus watermelon during Black History Month. You gotta be kidding me. If that's the best you could come up with for Black History Month, don't do us any favors. You're not giving out calzones on Columbus Day. You're not giving out corned beef and cabbage on St. Patty's. Just make sure your lunch lady wears a hairnet and washes her hands, and we're good. Food service vendor Aramark, which is a huge company, them of all people should have known better, is facing criticism for serving students an inexcusably insensitive meal for Black History Month. On February 1st, Nyack Middle School students were offered chicken and waffles with watermelon for lunch. The Nyack, New York school says that the district's food vendor changed the original planned hot lunch menu without notice and served this meal instead. Bad call. It's clear somebody put way too much thought into this. You want to make us happy? Just don't give us any salmonella or foodborne illnesses. In a letter shared with parents on Thursday, which was obtained by People, Principal David Johnson said, "We are extremely disappointed by this regrettable situation and apologize to the entire Nyack community for the cultural insensitivity displayed by our food service provider. I am disappointed that Aramark would serve items that differed from the published monthly menu." You see how they're saying Aramark and food service provider to let everyone know that the school had absolutely nothing to do with this. I see what you did there. Especially items that reinforce negative stereotypes concerning the African-American community. It's puzzling to me how after 60, 70 years, still the best thing they came up with is letting us use the same water fountain. Later that day, Aramark apologized. Don't be sorry. Be careful. Calling the incident a mistake. Green eggs and ham is a mistake. While our menu was not intended as a cultural meal, what was it meant to be then? We acknowledge the timing was inappropriate and our team should have been more thoughtful in its service, the company said in a statement on Nyack's website. This was a mistake and does not represent the values of our company, and we are committed to doing better in the future. I can't stand those disingenuous blanket statements where it's pre-drafted, follow the script, and fill in the blanks. If you thought Black people would be happy if you gave them a piece of chicken, just say that. The statement continued to say that the company will work with the district so employees who work in the schools participate in training that aligns to the Nyack School District's vision and commitment to equity-driven work. If they were going to do that type of menu change, they should have checked with the staff checked with the students. Students bounce it off their parents, and it bounces back up the line so it wouldn't be a surprise. We believe this will provide a good learning opportunity to deepen understanding on the impact of systemic biases and negative stereotypes concerning the African-American community over lunch. So I guess you got to figure it all out, right? A dispute over a condescending ethnic lunch is what's going to mend racial tensions in America. Now we all hold hands and sing kumbaya. Aramark did not immediately respond to people's requests for comment. What are they really going to say? This is not the first time that Aramark has found itself in hot water for racially stereotyped menus. In 2018, the food vendor served NYU students a Black History Month menu with ribs, collard greens, cornbread, smashed yams, mac and cheese, red Kool-Aid, and watermelon-flavored water. And it doesn't get more tone-deaf than that, because Black people are known to not eat everybody's cooking. And those are dishes that you only eat from people who you mainly know and trust. The incident angered students, according to CNN, rightfully so, and eventually prompted the university to stop using Aramark as their food provider in 2019. Similarly, back in 2011, the food service company offered students at the University of California, Irvine MLK Holiday Special chicken and waffles. According to a Los Angeles Times article, why would someone use Martin Luther King's name for something as basic as chicken and waffles? Is that supposed to make it less racist? Just don't give us Listeria or E. coli and we'll be fine. Fun show. Fun show. Fun show. That being said, I'm going to wrap this one up, but I'll be sure to talk to you guys very, very soon. Adios.